Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. This is chapter 11, the universal form, text 32. Krishna is responding to Arjuna's question as to who the fierce form that he saw was. And Krishna says in text 32, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "Time I am, the great destroyer of the worlds, and I've come here to destroy all people. With the exception of you, the Pandavas, all the soldiers here on both sides will be slain." Comment. What is Krishna's all-destructive form? Kalarupa, time. What is the mission of the Kalarupa? Destruction of all, and on this battlefield, all soldiers except the Pandavas. Destruction of all, and on this battlefield, all soldiers except the Pandavas. Srila Prabhupada writes, the Lord is saying that even if Arjuna did not fight, every one of them would be destroyed, for that was his plan. If Arjuna stopped fighting, they would die in another way. Death could not be checked, even if he did not fight. In fact, they were already dead. End of the quotation. Arjuna cannot save anyone's life by not fighting, but he has the choice whether or not to participate in the battle. Krishna, however, wants Arjuna to perform his duty. Text 33, Krishna continues, therefore, get up, prepare to fight and win glory, conquer your enemies and enjoy a flourishing kingdom. They are already put to death by my arrangement. And you, O Savyasachi, can be but an instrument in the fight. Comment. Savyasachi also means, quote, one who can fight ambidextrously with either hand, left or right. Krishna therefore encourages Arjuna to now use all his skills to fight without pride, because purvam eva, by previous arrangement, not because of Arjuna's skills, the warriors are as good as dead. Even though the opposition is already dead, Krishna wishes Arjuna to fight as his instrument. 34. Drona, Bhishma, Jayadratha, Karna, and the other great warriors have already been destroyed by me. Therefore, kill them and do not be disturbed. Simply fight and you will vanquish your enemies in battle. Comment. In Bhagavad Gita 2.6, Arjuna expresses his uncertainty as to who will win the battle. Here Krishna says, Jata Asi, you will conquer, to certify that Arjuna will be victorious. Krishna also adds Jayadratha's name to the three warriors already mentioned in text 26. Although he is not powerful as the others, Jayadratha was given a boon by Lord Shiva to be able to stop the Pandavas once. Because Arjuna knows this, he is concerned about Jayadratha. Krishna assures Arjuna that his concern is unwarranted. Next, Sanjaya introduces a change of speakers. 35. Sanjaya said to Dhritarashtra, O king, after hearing these words from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the trembling Arjuna offered obeisances with folded hands again and again. He fearfully spoke to Lord Krishna in a faltering voice as follows. Comment. Arjuna is called Kiriti because he often wore a brilliant celestial helmet by that name given to him by Indra after Arjuna defeated Indra's enemies. Although Arjuna possessed so much power, he stood afraid and trembling in the presence of the universal form. Yet, valiant Arjuna remained able to speak. 36. Arjuna said, O master of the senses, the world becomes joyful upon hearing your name, and thus everyone becomes attached to you. Although the perfected beings offer you their respectful homage, the demons are afraid, and they flee here and there. All this is rightly done. Comment. In this, the first of 11 verses of prayers, Arjuna describes both the fearful and pleasing features of Krishna's universal form. 37. O Great One, greater even than Brahma, you are the original creator. Why then should they not offer their respectful obeisances unto you? O Limitless One, O God of gods, refuge of the universe, you are the invincible source, the cause of all causes, transcendental to this material manifestation. 38-40. You are the original personality of Godhead, the oldest, the ultimate sanctuary of this manifest cosmic world. You are the knower of everything, and you are all that is knowable. You are the supreme refuge above the material modes. O limitless form, this whole cosmic manifestation is pervaded by you. You are air, and you are the supreme controller. You are fire, you are water, and you are the moon. You are Brahma, the first living creature, and you are the great grandfather. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you 1,000 times, and again, and yet again. Obeisances to you from the front, from behind, and from all sides. O unbounded power, you are the master of limitless might. You are all-pervading, and thus you are everything. Comment. Arjuna, feeling so much reverence while seeing this wondrous and unbounded form, offers him respectful obeisances again and again. 41-42. Thinking of you as my friend, I've rashly addressed you as, O Krishna Yadava, O my friend, not knowing your glories. Please forgive whatever I may have done in madness or in love. I've dishonored you many times, jesting as we relaxed, lay on the same bed or sat or ate together, sometimes alone and sometimes in front of many friends. O infallible one, please excuse me for all those offenses. Comment. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Arjuna is lamenting his previous over-familiar relationship with Krishna. For example, he would usually call Krishna, Krishna, and not the more honorific, Sri Krishna. Arjuna's referring to Krishna as Krishna also indicates that Krishna is the son of Vasudeva, who is merely a minister, where Arjuna's father, Pandu, was a great warrior. Similarly, Arjuna, a member of the royal Pandava dynasty, would refer to Krishna as Yadava, a member of a family unable to rule. Furthermore, Arjuna would at times say, Oh, my friend, as if being condescendingly kind, quote, although I am superior to you out of my affection, I accept you as my friend, end quote. Now, aware of Krishna's actual position, Arjuna feels ashamed and begs forgiveness. 43-44. You are the father of this complete cosmic manifestation of the moving and the non-moving. You are its worshipable chief, the supreme spiritual master. No one is equal to you, nor can anyone be one with you. How then could there be anyone greater than you within the three worlds, O Lord of immeasurable power? You are the Supreme Lord, to be worshipped by every living being. Thus I fall down to offer you my respectful obeisances and ask your mercy. As a father tolerates the impudence of his son, or a friend tolerates the impertinence of a friend, or a wife tolerates the familiarity of her partner, please tolerate the wrongs I may have done you. Comment. Arjuna falls to the ground. 45. After seeing this universal form, which I have never seen before, I am gladdened, but at the same time, my mind is disturbed with fear. Therefore, please bestow your grace upon me and reveal again your form as the personality of Godhead, O Lord of Lords, O abode of the universe. Comment. Arjuna is glad that his friend Krishna is so powerful that he is able to exhibit such an incredible form. Nevertheless, beholding that awesome form, filled him with fear. His curiosity now satisfied, Arjuna asks Krishna to conceal his universal form and again reveal himself as Krishna. First, however, Arjuna will request Krishna to reveal his Narayan form. And we shall continue soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.